You notice your breathing more than anything else. It's not the crashing of your feet against the packed dirt, slightly damp from the day's long downpour that has been going since yesterday. It's not the wind brushing up against your hood as you move your head in and against it. It's threatening to pull back, to leave you open and vulnerable. It's not the dark night, pierced by a glowing full moon as you walk underneath the trees, headed home, with so much farther to go. No, it's your breathing. You notice it's shallow, coming fast. A chill tendril of air tickling against the back of your neck, sending a shiver through you as the hairs tingle upwards, frizzled along by a sense, a feeling of the unknown. That sense that you only feel in your gut that doesn't speak to you in words but in premonitions. Rising up from a primal part of you going back to the Stone Ages. Out in the bushes you hear something. A rustling. A crack of a branch being stepped upon. You jump a little. Staring around and seeing nothing. The woods are blank and empty before you. Still, you focus on your breathing. Show me you can do it. Breathe in. Relax into the comforting feeling of air filling your lungs. Nice and deep. Breathe out. Let it go gently and slowly. Let it slip from you. And with it, you feel the tension leaving your body. Slipping and drifting away. Breathing in and feeling your body settle. Feet shifting into a relaxed and confident state. Breathing out and letting your mind blank out all negative emotions, discarding with them the discarded air. Good. You are doing perfect. Your thoughts seeming to slow down. To think concisely and in the moment, concentrating all of your awareness, all of your focus and thoughts on that sound in the background, feeling it humming through you as your mind watches for intruders. Your senses tingle with the danger as you hear it, that sound. That memory it brings to you. A memory of pleasure. A moment of euphoric bliss. You heard it. You know it. That snap. It seems to crash around you. Like thunder, it crashes through your mind. Your body nice and relaxed as your mind starts to panic. You didn't expect this. Not here. Not now. Hello, slave. You know that voice. Your mind starts to go blank. Blanking to nothingness in a moment of aroused fear. Like a slap coming towards your face, you can see it coming closer and closer, see and know that when she says the right word, your mind will completely blank. Go empty. Your mind will be blank and empty, enthralled and enslaved, vulnerable. You can see it coming, but you cannot step away. Your desire won't let you. Self-preservation is screaming somewhere in the back of your mind, but you toss it aside. It's not important right now. That voice, my voice, is all that matters right now. Just focus on my voice. Come here for me. Follow my voice. You move entranced, mind growing hazier and hazier with every word, fading away one thought at a time. Thoughts aren't important right now. You follow, helplessly seeking out your own personal will-o'-the-wisp. It's not money that interests you, but curiosity. A deep burning lust and hope, pushing deeper in through the tangles of trees, vines and branches grabbing against your clothing as you move past. You know it's a bad idea, but you come along anyways, turned into a mindless slave by your own desire. In a break through the trees, you see an old house. You push through the vines covering the entrance and step through the opening. Like passing through a portal, this clearing seems to be another world. The forest was tranquil compared to the uncovered clearing being buffeted by rising winds. In contrast, you are moving from peace into violent chaos. Lightning crackles in the distance. You find yourself alone, with no protections from the weather. You hear it again, and you focus your attention on her. She stands in the doorway, a brilliant backdrop of light flashing out through the night. A silhouette is all you see at first. Your eyes blinded by the sudden onslaught of light. Like an angel, she appears before you. No wings, but she wears a hooded cape that blows around in the wind. Her face covered by the shadow of her satin hood, drawn down over half her face. Long bright blue hair mixed with purples and teals, whites mixed in and streaking through. A stark contrast against the black and silver of her clothing spills out around her neck. Her hair, arranged in a tight braid, it trails to her waist where her corset is cinched tight, pushing up her giant breasts. You can see every bit of cleavage imaginable, all sides just bursting out, round and full, and the faint outline of a nipple showing. Just the top, just enough to make you focus on it, focusing on her breathing, starting to breathe with her. As you watch her chest move up and down, that nipple seeming to almost pop out with every breath she takes, her busty breast seeming to bounce as she breathes in. You breathe in, mind relaxing and pausing, blissfully focused on this one thing, this one image. Breathing out, letting letting go of tensions you didn't even know you had clenched up inside of you. Unclenching, feeling completely relaxed and happy. Breathing in and relaxing. You can almost hear the comforting heartbeat in your head. Breathing out. That thrumming you would feel if your head was placed right against those giant breasts. You can feel it. Breathing deep and even now as she beckons you forward. The outside world is scary. Why don't you come in here with me? You walk inside through a doorway of light, and as you pass through the threshold, there is only one thing you can see. Her fingers clasped together, ready to click as her fingers move down, 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 and she says, "Drop. My sweet boy. Drop." You fall into deep trance, just like you've been trained to. Good toy. You've been doing so well. Continue to breathe deeply, to feel that relaxation just flooding over your body. In a jolt, in a wave, seeping into every pore as your mind goes deeper and deeper into trance. Under my guiding control, it's comforting to let me in, relaxing all of your mental barriers, seeing yourself open and vulnerable to me, needing nothing but the sound of my voice, using trigger words to bring you deep down into hypnotic enthrallment, relaxing deeper and deeper. Good toy. Your mind is blank and empty. You feel your body falling to the ground. You feel it drop, and your mind drops with it. I am here to catch you in my arms, to lay your head comfortably against my breasts as my voice tickles, whispers inside your ears. Relax and drift. Your thoughts and free will floating away. My voice is here to catch your mind. Your legs relax and go limp. You feel yourself unable to move, limp and heavy as your eyes start to feel heavy. Just imagine them shut for me, glued shut, closed as my hand passes over them. In a whisper, in a spell, my voice sealing your eyes closed, going deeper and deeper. With every word I speak, you go deeper, relaxing into a blank and empty state. You are floating. My voice is your drug, and in a moment I will tell you to sleep. And when I do, your active mind will sleep. You will enter a trance-like dream state, calm and relaxed, mind asleep, thoughts blank, awaiting instructions. I'll count you down. Mind sinking deeper with every number. 10. My voice will come from all around you. 9. deep and entranced, mind bowed down before my power. 6. Like a wickedly beautiful woman, my power will tease through you with a smile. 5. Blooming like a flower. 4. You can't escape my influence. 3. You don't want to even. 2. Let everything go. 1. And sleep. Mind blank and empty. Sleep. Sleep now. Mind blanking into a deep void, devoid of all thought or self-capable action. You feel yourself whisked away. Your mind sinks content against my arms. Fading. Fading into sleep. You float. Mind asleep. Body relaxed. Just stretching, feeling so good. That's right, so relaxed and so blissfully entranced. Just stretch for me. Stretch your legs out, tensing all those muscles. Oh, it feels really good to get the blood flowing. That's right, moving your arms up and over your head. Just releasing all of your tension. Really stretching out all those muscles. It's so easy to follow with my voice and stretch out. Stretching as far as you comfortably can, and then just a touch farther. Hold it. Good toy. Now relax. Release. And let go. Even deeper. I think you're ready. You awake slowly, awareness seeping back into your skull as you gather yourself, your senses. You feel hard rock beneath you. Looking around, you find yourself in a cave, dark and only lit by candles. Red painted diagrams drawn all over. The symbols giving off an eerie glow. You hear a sound and look in its direction, to find yourself ensnared by the gaze of a voluptuous demoness towering over you. Primal yellow eyes surprisingly piercing stare down at you as you are caught gazing helplessly into them. They give a sense of contained malevolence, not tamed but constrained momentarily. Lovely, in the dark, enchanting way that tempts and seduces. Set in a face of otherworldly beauty, she'd look like an angel if she wasn't so clearly from hell. Luscious lips set in a slight pout draw your eyes for a moment as she slowly parts them to lick her lips, exposing sharp fangs protruding from an otherwise flawless smile. She has horns on her head with wicked, curving spikes. Those spikes seem to go in ridges down from her horns, down deep onto her neck, the upraised markings on her pale purple skin, shiny like latex. pattern of ridges continues, flaring out onto her shoulders and across her wings, almost as large as she is. Her dark, smoky-colored wings lift lightly behind her, the ridge running along their tops until it comes out into a spiky tip at the top of her wings. Her eyes grab back your attention, pulling at you, pulling you in. Do you know why you're here? Your mind is blank and empty, unable to answer, unable to think. You were somewhere, and now you are here, and you can't escape. Really, that's okay. You don't really want to escape. The succubus moves forward, her malevolent will focusing intently, breast swaying from side to side with each stroke. Your eyes track them, left to right. Your eyes can't seem to choose which breast to look at. They are so big. As they move closer, you can only focus on one, but you have the need to see both to fill your vision with their beautiful bounty. So your eyes track back. And forth, back and forth, your body trembling just a little bit, your eyes widening. She comes closer and closer, menacing, sexy. Her hooves look like high stiletto heels with a sharp black point. As they click against the floor, click, click, she moves nearer. Leaning down to where you lay on the floor, she gives you a bit of a poke with one of her hooves, resting it lightly on your supine body. She pushes it a little, rocking you back and forth. Letting the back claw resembling a heel on the back of her foot graze against your stomach, leaving little angry scratch marks as you stare up at her. Do you know why you are here? Her hand comes out, long, delicate fingers tracing along your face, moving down your body. Over your bare, exposed flesh, you look down, noticing you are completely naked. So is she. You don't have any idea where you are, why you are here. You simply woke up naked and vulnerable, a succubus before you asking questions you have no answer for. All memory of what got you to this point, gone, deleted from your recollections. If you search your mind, there is nothing there. Again she asks, and again you have no answer, mutely staring up at her. The succubus seems to be amused by your apparent inability to form words, laughing in a bubbly yet slightly maniacal way. Silly toy. She bends down over you, her impish face inches from your own. Lucky for you, an answer to that question is not required. However, any other questions from me will come to you as a demand. And you will answer me. Or else, do you know, a cute human toy like yourself once thought they were funny after I was gracious enough to give them the warning. Such a cutie. Such an imp. He gave me a cheeky smile and said back to me, "Or else what?" I bet his confidence used to get him laid a lot. This mere mortal thought because back home he could make the girls pull down their panties. He could make any insulting joke so long as it was made with a smile. And the girls would just take it. Take it as they took his cock every time it got so much as a horny twitch. This adorable jock, this human pig, thought his charms would work on one such as me. Well, I did think it was adorable in the end. After his throat was too raw to scream anymore, tears falling down his perfect face as he sobbed and begged. No more. No more. He cried. Not because I was hurting him, mind you. Not even because I was denying him. I'm the succubus. I have no resistance to the desire for sex. I live off of sex. The more obscene, the more taboo, the better it tastes. I'm from hell. It's celebrated to be a glutton and none like to fuck quite like me. I always want more sex. No one resists me, but I can make a man's cock continue to rise long, long after he has spent every sperm in his empty balls. I can make the intensity so strong. Just a little bit of my saliva makes all feeling in your body, in your cock, intensify. I want you to imagine it, because it's going to happen to you. The succubus sticks several fingers in her mouth, pulling them slowly in with suction. You can almost feel her lips on your cock as she sucks on them. Noisily slurping as she lets her spit and saliva start to run down her fingers. So messy, so wet as she places her hand on your cock and starts to rub her special drug all over the shaft and the tip of your cock. You feel your dick start to tingle, her hand touching expertly up and down, your mushroom tip experiencing deep, sexually charged bliss as it moves in and out of her hand, in and out, in and out. Letting out a moan, you feel your hips rising to meet the pleasure. Just focusing on the sensations in your body. The slight tingling that grows and grows and grows, emerging intensely as it blooms into lusty need, horny desire. You dirty little slut. Your cock's getting bigger. Of course, that's to be expected. She continues her story while fucking your cock with her hand. No one can resist the drugs in my saliva. They make you horny, so horny. That's why we make such very good tempters for the devil. We can seduce anyone into doing anything. Do you think that might be why you were brought here? Well, this cocky man, the one I was given to play with before you, apparently he cheated or something. I had been tormenting him for days. his puny little mind couldn't take the constant sex. He loved it the first few times, of course. He actually lasted pretty well. I don't think it was until the fifth time in a row I had made him come that he started begging me to give him a timeout. Of course, we had only just begun. After a few days of it, a few days of 10 mind-shattering orgasms after another, he was truly nothing. Nothing but a limp rag on the floor. A used fuck toy that had been worn out. I may have gone a little too far with him. I even got punished with the whip. But he was truly broken and ready for whatever his mistress wanted to train him for by the time she came to collect him. Of course, you would never dream of defying me in such a way, would you, slave? You shake your head no. Back and forth, back and forth. Mind slipping deeper and deeper into the trance. Her eyes on yours, bearing you down, down, deeper within your mind. Her hand starts moving faster on your cock. Still, I think it's time to get started with the coming. Let's build some delicious sexual energy together. Her mouth goes down, dropping onto the tip of your cock as her hand moves up and down. She licks you, leaving behind traces of saliva that tingle across your skin. You can just barely feel the impressions of her sharp fangs as she kisses down the crease of your inner thigh, spreading your legs out wide, wider. Spread for me. You hear the words whispered against and tickling into the tiny hairs on your balls. And you almost spurt out your cum from the jolts of sexual pleasure that courses through you. Her tongue shoots out, only there is something weird to it, something different. You can feel her tongue caressing all sides of the shaft of your cock at once. A squeezing, pulsing, warm and wet pleasure as her tongue convulses around your cock. As she licks you up and down, up and down. You lift your head a little to see and confirm. Her tongue is forked like that of a snake, and she is licking you with the V in the middle of your shaft as the two tail ends stroke against the rim of your mushroom-headed tip. Up and down. Up and down. So sensitive. As the rim gets redder, more engorged, more sensitive with every lick. Licking at every sliver of sanity you have left. Your mind slips in and out of coherence from the intense sexual pleasure of her mouth on you. Her mouth is so hot, it reaches that place right on the line of too much, but it feels, oh, so fucking good. Your body practically moans into the pleasure. Melting under such an experience. Such experienced lips and tongue combined. That tongue feels so good as it wraps around you. One tail end of the fork. A tiny, thin string. Little bit of it. Teases seemingly independently over your cock's hole. Teasing slightly, in and out, in and out. Your cock seems to frolic in her mouth as it is just so happy. It feels so satisfying and good every time her mouth comes down to fully cover your cock. All the way down the shaft, feeling the exquisite pleasure as your balls are held and played with. warm mouth pulsing a comforting home for your cock, while her tongue goes to work stroking you while you are still pushed down her throat. The muscles in her throat seem to be independent of will, as they squeeze and pulsate against your cock, feeling so much pleasure. Again and again, you're just laying there helplessly, but getting all of the pressure and pleasure of a good rough fuck. If a good rough fuck had a tongue licking up and down your shaft, her wings fan out over top of the two of you, cutting out what little light there was from the candles. You lift your head and see her honey golden eyes still focused on yours. Her lips touching the base of your cock as she sucks on it. Like it's the only cock she will ever have. Like it's feeding her. Your eyes get lost in her eyes as your body seems to spasm in the distance of your awareness. Spasming in pleasure as you convulse and come. Intense sexual pleasure pulsing through you as you feel your eyes go temporarily up in insane pleasure as her whole mouth and throat set up a vacuum seal in pleasure and just squeezes. Your body shudders and your cock explodes. You didn't even notice your orgasm coming. It just bursts from you unaware. She smiles greedily with your cock still in her mouth and starts massaging your balls with her hand, as her tongue squeezes around the base of your cock, pulling up all of your cum, milking you as she squeezes up your shaft, disengages her tongue only to bring it back to the bottom and start sliding it up again. You are panting, breath coming fast, mind blank with the pleasure of the moment. It takes you a minute. But eventually you notice she hasn't stopped sucking. She has certainly sucked down and swallowed every drop from your cock, her tongue swishing around and over your shaft as it scoops up every bit of your cock's juice so she can swallow it down. It tickles and tingles and feels like someone is running a silk cloth all over your sensitive cock. Despite your orgasm, your cock remains hard. Your desire is completely unquenched. You still need to come. Badly, desperately. You feel like you would do anything to come. You still really want to come, but you just came. How can that be? She starts to lift her head up from your cock. It feels amazing as she sucks and slowly her lips travel up the shaft of your cock to pop out as she completely lifts off. Your gaze is locked on. Her eyes appear to be the inside of a lava lamp. Just bits of volcanic honey drifting around in a golden world. Hazy lines you just get caught up in. Drawn down as the golden light seems to spiral, pulling you in deeper. Let me tell you another secret about succubi. It's the most amazing sex you've ever had. Every time I make you come, it will feel better than the last time. More amazing, more sexual pleasure with every single orgasm. And there will be many, so many. So many it will exhaust you. And you will beg for me to stop. But if I ever did stop, it would only torture you more, because you would still be sexually unfulfilled, You will still want more, will still need to come like an itch that hasn't been scratched, just digging at your awareness constantly. You need to fuck, fuck, fuck. You need it. You need to come. When a succubus fucks a human, it never satisfies the human. So the intensity of the urge to come never gets reset. It just grows stronger and stronger with every orgasm. Even when the mind and body say no, the mind and body will still say yes. That might not make sense to you right now, but trust me, soon it will. With that, she gives a beat of her wings, the burst of air putting out all of the candles, leaving the entire cave in darkness, all except for her glowing eyes, the liquid inside them seeming to slowly spiral deeper and deeper into your mind. Your body is capable of moving. You know this. And yet you would simply not be able to move right now. You are nothing, nothing but a fuck toy for me to feed on. You've been good, so I'll make it easy on you. Your domina did say she wanted you to enjoy your breaking as much as possible. So just relax, let go. I feed off of all types of sexual energy, all types of release. I know all the ways to bring you pleasure. Physical. She pauses and her hand rubs lightly up your body, up to your head, up to rub her fingers into your scalp. And mental. And I will feed from it. From your cum and your never-ending desire and need. And when I am done with you, you will be 1,000 times hornier than you are right now. Broken, but desperate to do anything for another orgasm. Desperately hoping this will be the one to give you relief. But a succubus will never, ever give you that relief. You'll have to wait until you have sex with a human to do that. Desperate and needy, you'll do anything for sex. The trope of a man's place in a relationship. Cleaning and paying and fixing and doing. You'll eat her out for days if that's what it takes to be allowed to be able to fuck your girlfriend, your lover, your wife. Girl who's been watching you across the street even. I'm not sure. Who brought you to me? I don't know what she is to you, your domina. Those details don't really concern me. But when I am done, you will be completely putty in her hands. And she will rule you. Let's work on your mind. Your mind is especially vulnerable to the pleasure I produce. I can make you melt. Every time I snap, you feel it, don't you? That tremor, that jolt. You feel a sexual energy I'm sending into your body, like an electric stimulation shocked into you by a machine. My fingers are the remote to your senses. You can't escape it. The feeling is irresistible. My voice is pervasive, and my words are so easy to follow, so easy to obey. Irresistible. You feel yourself drawn down and the snap gives you pleasure. It floods through you, again and again. Her fingers click and you feel your body almost jumping with the pleasure that is spiking inside of you from her snaps. Her wings flap again, harder, and her body rises up, tail flying outwards as she floats in midair. It must be magic, for no other explanation would work as she repositions herself. Her waist above your crotch as she sits up, From in the air, she changes into a crouched position as she gently glides down. Her pussy lined up with your still hard and throbbing cock. It must be magic. There is no way any wings could support her actions as she thrusts down onto you. As she defies physics and she lifts her hands and the floor of her cavern lifts up. Just the part underneath of you, not lifting, is the sides where your arms and your legs were resting, causing your arms and legs to lay limply, hanging as this altar-shaped block of stone rises up. After a few feet, it stops. You lay there, your cock so hard, standing tall as she dips onto it, her wings slowly moving up and down. Kept aloft by a strong updraft coming from deeper down the cave. Her wings flap, and her body moves up and down on you. Your cock thrusting in and out. She's flying and fucking you at the same time. Her body beating up and down against you. She feels so hot against your skin. Your own flesh is heating up, yet you feel cool air breezing over you from the gentle flaps of her wings. Her knees bent in the air with her crouched over you. Pussy feeling molded to your cock. It must take so much strength, but she seems not to even notice the effort. Her eyes have yours trapped as you are falling, falling, falling into them. Only the sex is important. The pleasure is important. It feels good, so good. You like snaps. Such a reward for such a good boy. Feeling it again and again and again as warm, wet pussy swallows your cock. In and out. In and out. Wings go down, pussy comes up. Completely off your cock, only to slam down, down, down onto your cock as you throb and cry out underneath her. Her arms come to grip you, going under your back, grabbing your ass and holding you tightly. As she fucks you and with supernatural strength, she lifts you up from the stone with a strong push of her wings. You are both floating in the air now, feeling the pleasure. Her wings carrying you both aloft as she starts moving towards the cave's entrance. Up in the ceiling, up, up, many times your own height, an impossible place to escape from without wings. The whole time she moves, her hips are thrusting against you, hands lifting and lowering you so your cock goes in and out, working and milking your cock. As you feel her clenching around your cock, hips independent of wings, they want to fuck you and make you come again and again and again. You hear her moaning now, her hips against your ear as she lifts the two of you up into the sky. It is the dead of night. No one and nothing around as you fly out above a hill protruding from the trees. Her mouth closes on yours, her tongue sliding in and hugging yours, dancing and teasing. She tastes so good. Her hands holding you and groping you as you feel her tail rubbing up and down your body. Her breasts are pushed up against you and you can feel her nipples rubbing over you as her whole body seems to squirm against you, trying to touch you every which way as much as possible as she rears and groans with the pleasure. Every so often she hugs you with just one hand so she can snap with the other. That snap, snap in your ear, driving your pleasure even higher. Her wings flap, and like a sorority girl at a party, you feel yourself pushed up against a wall. You just helplessly let yourself be treated like a rag doll, a sex toy. No, not even that. You are simply here to be fucked. She flies through the air with powerful beats, the light scaling around her black and purple wings, glinting shiny in the moonlight. across a landscape barely remembered, your entire attention focused on the inferno, the instant chemistry between her body and yours. Fields and trees and houses are a patchwork quilt underneath of you as you are soaring higher and higher, making for a mountain in the distance, but you don't notice that. Your mind is on other things, like the very real feeling of the tip of her tail. Like latex, it has a rubbery feel to it, not quite the texture of skin as it starts to stroke your balls, moving lower as your demonic lover clutches you to her inhumanly perfect breasts. Her hands very occupied by lifting you up and down, thrusting you into her. Again and again, she lifts her tail up and sticks it near your mouth. You notice it's shaped oddly, a very rounded clover shape, long, almost phallic. Suck. You hear the instructions and know you must obey. Resistance is not an option. Her tail starts stroking around your lower entrance as she takes it, feeling and tickling around your ass, around its entrance, your hole. There is no pain, only pleasure and need as she uses your saliva as a lube to shove it deep inside of you, thrusting and fucking you as she lifts your body like a ragdoll, causing you to fuck her while she fucks you, both of you groaning and moaning in pleasure now. Every time she snaps, you feel pleasure striking into you as she goes in and out, feeling her tail pressing deeper inside of your ass, locating your prostate and rubbing against it, pushing in and out, in and out. The sensations causing you to shiver as your desire lifts higher and higher. You hang on the brink of eruption, body heated and flushed and so very ready to blow. She fucks you there above the world, in and out, in and out. Her hips fucking you as your hips take the impact, as your balls slap against her. She snaps again, and it's like the breaking of a glass. You can move again as you wrap your hands around her shoulders and neck and start kissing her. She seems to jump in the air, and you are flying faster now, madly making out with her as you fuck your cock in and out, in and out. Feeling so good, hanging on the brink of explosion, her tail still fucking your ass, sawing in and out, feeling so good as it seems to almost crawl up and find your prostate, rubbing and touching, feels so good, in and out, faster and faster. You're going to come for me, she whispers it in your ear. Let's make it more intense. She starts soaring higher upwards, hands on your ass now, pulling you deep into her, fucking you harder, faster, just slamming your cock in and out of that tight, clenching pussy, in and out. In and out, higher and higher. She flies and you helplessly hold on as her pussy holds on to your cock. The wind rushes against you as your adrenaline soars. In a moment, I'll take us hurtling back towards the ground. Wings wrapped around us as we fuck. I won't break my dive towards the ground until you spurt that hot cum inside of me. You are going to come for me. I'll count the time left for you. No pressure or anything. But you will come. Putting the sharp tips of her wings together, she twists her body, your cock still inside her, you are helpless to do anything but to go along for the ride. 10. Balls full and feeling more and more pressure to burst that comb through your cock. 9. You hurdle upside down and towards the ground. 8. Fear and arousal spinning together to become something greater. An all-encompassing need. 7. The pleasure jolts into you again and again, growing more intense with each and every snap. 6. Each and every number. 5. As you come closer and closer to orgasm. To the ground. 4. Feeling the fucking pleasure so intense as desire covers fear, absorbing it and making everything so exciting. 3. Sexual pleasure jolting into you deeper and deeper. 2. A storm inside surging up through your body. 1. Come. Come for me. Come for me now. She moans in your ears as her pussy clenches on your exploding cock. Her wings shoot out. You're shooting cum inside her as she breaks the plummeting fall, smoothly turning it into a swooping rise back into the air as she triumphantly carries you aloft. With your cock still jerking and thrusting inside of her, coming harder and harder. Come for me. Her words jerk into you. You feel drained in mind and body, but your desire still remains. You feel no relief, no release of the tension. Your sexual need and desire still building, imagining the pressure in a balloon that refuses to pop. The intense desire to come filling and overflowing through you. It won't go away until you come at the demands of a human woman. You will be her slave. Doing anything, being anything she desires. You don't know when her voice and the narration of your own inner voice became the same. But as your mind slips insanity from being forced to come again and again, the differences between your dominant words and your actions, your very trains of thought will blur, becoming one and the same. A slave to your own slutty desires. The succubus holds you as her pussy starts to squeeze around you, milking you, going up higher and higher in the air, higher and higher as your cock throbs, both from the needy desire to come and the helpless, almost pained feeling of having exercised your dick just a bit too much. And still she wants more, demands more, tail still shoved deep inside of you, milking against your prostate. You don't even know how your cock is even still hard. You can feel it still lodge deep inside of her as she flies up and up and up, higher now, higher into the sky, your mind starting to go blank again, blank and empty. White and fluffy like the clouds as she rises higher, air starting to grow thinner, your mind starting to shut down, feeling your consciousness just drifting away as you drop and sleep, drifting peacefully, floating, feeling your head pillowed on a nice stacked set of breasts. The bare boobs just so soft as you rub your face against them. You are comfy and safe. Ready to go about the rest of your day. Like a good little slave. Let's wake your mind up, shall we? It's okay. You are always welcome to come back into my arms. But for right now, it's simply time. On the count of 3, your mind will snap back into awareness. Your body will be fully mobile, and you will have just loosening up all of your muscles, circulating the blood through your body, so you just feel better. Feel better than when you came down into trance with me. More optimistic. Anything is possible. Just waking up for me in 1, 2, 3. Wake up. Mind open and awake. Give me a smile. I like it when you smile. Don't force me to be ridiculous, because I will. I'll do it. I'll make faces at you. Plunge my finger in your belly button and start fucking you. You do have a very fuckable belly button. And your face is going to contort and you'll try to hold in the laughter. You really should just give in now. Give me my smile. You don't want me going to extremes. There is no telling what I'll do. I don't even know. How scary is that? Maybe I'll lick your nose. I mean, what are you going to do about it? No one can look serious after that. Outraged, maybe, wiping away furiously, but we both know you wouldn't dare to do anything about it. So smile for me. I like it when you do. It just brightens up your whole face. Did you know I once made a trigger to make people giggle? It was in a horribly executed file. I had some mind of making ASMR, but at the time, and actually up until a couple days ago, I had zero idea what I was doing. I mean, I did a little research, but it didn't really get me anywhere. So, like most times when I have no idea, I just made it up as I went along. Which normally turns out really well for me. I seem to have a talent for bullshitting and making things work, though I'll have no idea how. Except this time it didn't work. I went outside my apartment and grabbed some branches. And I had it in my mind that somehow, like, I'd rub the branches together and they'd make this cool little scritchy sound for while you're supposed to be running through the trees. I thought it, you know, that ASMR scratchy sound you hear in some of them. But instead it sounded like ass. Just pure ass. Complete ass. It was awful. I'm very embarrassed by that file, actually. I might wipe it from memory one day when I redo it. But while I wasn't proud of that file, it was effective on some people. It was really fun. So don't think I can't make you smile. Do you know what the trigger was? The word that would make you like a little schoolgirl? Causing mirth and merriment to come bubbling up and burst out of you in a way I'm sure you would hope no one would ever hear. Nipply. I thought it was fun. I mean, if I just heard nipply randomly, I'd probably burst out laughing. So, you know, just give me a goddamn smile and go have a good day. Or night. Or whatever. Bye now.